Crowd collapses and crushes are catastrophic incidents that can occur when a body of people becomes dangerously overcrowded. When a body of people reaches or exceeds the density of 4 to 5 people per square meter, 0.37 to 0.46 per square foot, the pressure on each individual can cause the crowd to collapse in on itself, or become so densely packed that individuals are crushed and asphyxiated. At this density, a crowd can start to act like fluid, sweeping individuals around without their volition. Such incidents are invariably the product of failures of organizations, and most major crowd disasters can be prevented by simple crowd management strategies. Such incidents can occur at large gatherings such as sporting, commercial, social, and religious events. The critical factor is crowd density rather than crowd size. It is estimated that some 66,000 people were injured in crowd collapse and crush incidents between 1992 and 2002, though some crowd scientists believe this to be a gross underestimate. Hash background. One study has calculated that there were 232 deaths and over 66,000 injuries in the 10 years between 1992 and 2002, and it is believed by crowd scientists that such incidents are both vastly underreported and increasing in frequency. One estimate is that only 1 in 10 crowd injuries occurring in doorbuster sales are reported, while many, if not most, injuries at rock concerts go unreported. Hash dynamics. The average individual occupies an oval floor space approximately 30 by 60 centimeters, 12 by 24 in, or 0.18 square meters, 1.9 square feet, and at densities of 1 to 2 per square meter, 0.093 to 0.186 per square foot, individuals can move freely without contact. Even if people are moving quickly, at this density it is possible to avoid obstacles and the chance of a crowd-related incident is minimal. Even at 3 or 4 people per square meter, 0.28 or 0.37 per square foot, the risk is low. However, at densities of 5 per square meter, 0.46 per square foot, the possibilities for individuals to move become limited, while at higher densities, 6 to 7 per square meter, 0.56 to 0.65 per square foot, individuals become pressed against each other, and can be unable to move of their own volition. At this point, a crowd can begin to act like a fluid, with individuals moved about by the pressure of those around them, and shockwaves can pass through the crowd as pressures within the crowd change. This can be highly dangerous, although in some cases this experience is actively sought, such as at rock concerts or football matches, where the excitement, camaraderie, and literally going with the flow is an essential part of the experience, and activities like dancing and moshing are common. The dangers inherent in these conditions is that the crowd will collapse in on itself, or become so densely packed that individuals are crushed and asphyxiated. Hash crowd collapses. A crowd collapse occurs when a crowd is so dense that each individual is touching others all around, and is to an extent supported by those around. This can occur whether the crowd is moving or stationary. If a person then falls, the support to those around is lost, while the pressure from those further out remains, causing people to fall into the void. This process is then repeated, causing a bigger void, and will progress until the pressure eases. Meanwhile, those who have fallen are at risk of being smothered by the weight of bodies on top, or be trampled as the crowd is swept over them. An example of a progressive crowd collapse was the 2015 Mina Stampede in Mecca, Saudi Arabia during the Hajj when over 2,400 people were reported to have died. Hash crowd crushes. At even higher densities, up to 9 people per square meter, 0.84 per square foot, a crowd can become so packed that people are crushed together to such an extent they can no longer breathe, and are asphyxiated. Such crowd crushes can occur when a moving crowd is funneled into a smaller and smaller space, or when it meets an obstacle, such as a dead end, or a locked door, or when an already densely packed crowd has an influx of people, causing a pressure wave towards those at the front of the crowd. In this situation, those entering may be unaware of the effect on those in front, and continue to press in. Examples of crushes are the Hillsborough disaster in Sheffield, South Yorkshire, England in 1989 and the Love Parade disaster in Duisburg, North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany in 2010. Hash crowd stampedes. The term stampede is usually used of animals that are fleeing a threat. Stampede events that involve humans are extremely rare and are unlikely to be fatal. According to Keith Still, professor of crowd science at Manchester Metropolitan University, if you look at the analysis, I've not seen any instances of the cause of mass fatalities being a stampede. People don't die because they panic. They panic because they are dying. Paul Torrens, a professor at the Center for Geospatial Information Science at the University of Maryland, remarks that the idea of the hysterical mass is a myth. Hash causes of death. In crowd collapse and crush incidents, the most common cause of death is asphyxiation, caused either by vertical stacking, as people fall on top of one another, or by horizontal stacking, where people are crushed together or against an unyielding barrier. Victims can also exhibit fractures due to pressure, or trampling injuries, when a crowd has swept over them where they have lain. Hash prevention. It is believed that most major crowd disasters can be prevented by simple crowd management strategies. Crushes can be prevented by organization and traffic control, such as barriers. On the other hand, barriers in some cases may funnel the crowd towards an already packed area, such as in the Hillsborough disaster. Hence, barriers can be a solution in preventing or a key factor in causing a crush. One problem is lack of feedback from people being crushed to the crowd pressing behind. Feedback can instead be provided by police, organizers, or other observers, particularly raised observers, such as on platforms or horseback, who can survey the crowd and use loudspeakers to communicate and direct a crowd. In some cases, it may be possible to take simple measures such as spreading movements out over time. A factor that may contribute to a crush is inexperienced security officers who assume that people's behavior in a dense crowd is voluntary and dangerous, and start applying force or preventing people from moving in certain directions. In the 1989 Hillsborough disaster, some police and stewards were so concerned with what they saw as possible hooliganism that they took actions that actually made matters worse. There is risk of a crush when crowd density exceeds about 4 people per square meter. For a person in a crowd, a signal of danger, and a warning to get out of the crowd if possible, is the sensation of being touched on all 4 sides. A later, more serious, warning is when one feels shock waves traveling through the crowd, due to people at the back pushing forward against people at the front with nowhere to go. Keith Still of the Fire Safety Engineering Group, University of Greenwich, said, "Be aware of your surroundings. Look ahead. Listen to the crowd noise. If you start finding yourself in a crowd surge, wait for the surge to come, go with it, and move sideways. Keep moving with it and sideways, with it and sideways." After the 1883 crush known as the Victoria Hall disaster in Sunderland, England, which killed 183 children, a law was passed in England which required all public entertainment venues to be equipped with doors that open outwards, for example, using crash bar latches that open when pushed. Crash bars are required by various building codes. Hash examples of crowd crushes. February 1823, Carnival tragedy of 1823 in Valletta, Malta, where about 110 boys died after falling down a flight of steps to get bread. June 1883, Victoria Hall disaster in Sunderland, England, where 183 children died rushing to get treats behind a narrow door at the end of a downward staircase. May 1896, Podinka tragedy in Moscow, Russia, where 1,389 people died and over 1,300 were injured. December 1913, Italian Hall disaster in Calumet, Michigan, United States, 73 people died trying to escape from a false fire alarm at a crowded Christmas party. June 1941, during a World War II Japanese bombing of Chongqing, China, 461 people were killed in a crowd crush at the Jiaxingkou Tunnel, an access point to an air raid shelter. March 1953, Joseph Stalin funeral stampede in Moscow, Soviet Union. In the public's efforts to pay their respects to Joseph Stalin's casket, an unknown number of people died as they were crushed and trampled by the amassed crowd. Nikita Khrushchev provided an estimate that 109 people died in the crowd. January 1971, Ibrox disaster in Glasgow, Scotland, 66 killed and 200 injured attempting to leave an Old Firm football match. Nearly half the victims were under 20. December 1979, the Who concert disaster, 11 fans suffocated to death in the crush to enter Riverfront Coliseum, in Cincinnati, Ohio, United States. Thousands of excited fans tried to enter through very few open doors. The resulting crush injured many others. April 1989, Hillsborough disaster in Sheffield, South Yorkshire, England, 97 people killed and 766 injured as an influx of football fans were crammed into standing terraces in an effort to ease overcrowding outside. July 1990 Mecca tunnel tragedy in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, 1,426 people killed. January 1993, Lan Kwai Fong, 21 people were killed and 67 injured as a crowd of 15,000 to 20,000 revelers celebrated New Year's Eve in the Hong Kong nightclub district, controlled by 118 police officers. The victims were mostly teenagers and young people in their 20s. January 1999 Sabarimala stampede in Sabarimala, Kerala, India, 53 people killed. February 2006, Phil Sports Stadium stampede, 73 people were killed and about 400 were injured during a crowd crush in Pasig, Philippines. About 30,000 people had been gathered outside the stadium waiting to participate in the first anniversary episode of the former television variety show Wowowee. September 2008, Jodhpur stampede, 224 people killed and 425 injured in Mehrangarh Fort in Jodhpur, Rajasthan, India. July 2010, Love Parade disaster, 21 people killed and more than 500 injured due to a crush on the ramp leading to the Love Parade in Duisburg, North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany. November 2010, Phnom Penh stampede, 347 were killed and another 755 were injured in a bridge crush during the Khmer Water Festival celebrations. January 2011, Sabarimala stampede in Sabarimala, Kerala, India, 106 people killed. February 2012, Port Said Stadium riot, 73 people were killed and 500 injured. Many of the deaths and injuries were due to a crush when police failed to open an exit gate as people tried to escape from a riot between rival football fans. December 2014 Shanghai Stampede, 36 people were killed and 47 injured in Shanghai, China during New Year's celebrations. September 2015 Hajj Stampede, at least 2,177 people crushed to death and 934 injured at the annual Hajj in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. June 2017 Turin Stampede, 2 people killed and more than 1,500 people were injured when panic erupted during a screening of the 2017 UEFA Champions League final in Turin, Italy. September 2017 Mumbai Stampede, Elphinstone, now Prabhadevi, station, Mumbai, India, more than 22 people died and hundreds were injured on a narrow footbridge. Reports have said that panic triggered by a falling concrete slab made people rush in fear of the bridge collapsing, leading to the crowd being crushed. The bridge was densely packed during rush hour and heavy rains packed more people taking shelter near the bridge. January 2020, Qasem Soleimani funeral stampede, Kerman, Iran, 56 people dead and over 200 injured due to a crowd crush during the funeral procession of Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. August 2020, Los Olivos stampede in Lima, Peru, at least 13 people dead and 6 injured in a crush resulting from a police raid on an illegal gathering at a nightclub during the COVID-19 pandemic in Peru. April 2021 Marin crush, Marin, Israel, at least 45 dead and 150 injured in a crush during a religious celebration. November 2021 Astroworld Festival crowd crush in Houston, Texas, United States, 10 people died and 1,300 injured in a crush at a music festival during a performance by rapper Travis Scott. Two more people died of injuries days later. October 2022, Kanjuruhan Stadium disaster in Malang, East Java, Indonesia, 133 dead and 583 injured. October 2022, Seoul Halloween crowd crush in Itaewon, Seoul, South Korea. At least 156 people died, and 152 others were injured.